Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, and it's time for Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houstons. I'm your host for the next hour. And I want to let you know that, hey, we're licensed in Bella Vista, but you're listening to a live broadcast from our Round Mountain studio. We also have a production studio in Reading, but today we're in the Round Mountain studio, and I want to thank you for joining me today. It's my pride and privilege to bring you here today as I bring you one of our local musicians that has been making his name for quite a while, playing with other musicians, but now he's been out on his own, and what a great little takeoff he's had in this last part of his life. I don't want to say last part of life. Yeah, no.
Oh, I don't know.
The person
about
I'm talking about is Scott Jaw. Scott, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Shane. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, here, let me get your mic a little closer.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And yeah, Scott, you know, I was just thinking last night about the things I was going to ask you, and I had the thought that, you know, at this point in life, when it's probably more than half over, I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to take a guess and say half, you know, half of the 100 years is gone.
Well, you'd be right about that.
Yeah, and here you've taken a leap in kind of reinventing yourself after your last gig, which was with Mr. Merle Haggard.
Well, I'm always reinventing myself. I don't, you know, after all the years with Dwight, when we've talked about that before, you and I, and all the years with Merle, I mean, each one of those people require you to kind of reinvent yourself. I couldn't play the same stuff with Dwight that I did with Merle or vice versa. Same instrument, different kind of music. And it's a whole entirely new thing with Chris. It's another whole reinvention at that point. But in talking about this record, I'm always trying to say something. You got to keep one thing Merle always made sure of doing was he was always moving. He didn't just sit down. I mean, you know, not physically sit down, but he was always working on his music, pushing it forward, trying to say some stuff and keep himself relevant. And that's kind of important no matter how old you get. If we're going to sit on this age thing, Shane, thank you so much. but that's kind of what you got to do, really. Or you just kind of, you can't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. I don't think. Doesn't feel good to me, so keep moving.
Yeah, well, you know, like you were saying with Merle, moving forward all the time. If you look back in his history and see where he started and where he ended up, you can see that transition
Sure. Steadily.
And, you know, after seeing some of the old videos with you, with Dwight Yoakam and that have been put up on YouTube and stuff, I see that too. And that transition in yourself as far as moving forward. And gosh, I think last time you were here, I was talking about the Bakersfield music days, and you were saying, yeah, you know, you were a different person back then.
Everybody was.
Yeah, but. And I kind of think like every 7 to 10 years, I become someone new.
That's about the time frame they give us to either transform or go backwards.
Oh, is that right?
And stay the same, but it seems like it's that way for everybody.
Yeah, and hopefully if we're paying attention, we do keep growing, and
I hope so,
instead of backsliding.
I hope so.
Yeah, and so this new this newest release CD, and boy, I'm talking about really newest release CD, it just come out
We got it done here a little while ago, but it just became available on all the internet sites, you know, CD Babies, iTunes, Amazon, all those places that people are getting music now these days. It seems to have been released on the 18th, they tell me, to all of those places. So yeah, it's very new at this point.
Yeah, the checks haven't started rolling in quite yet even.
A few pennies here and there, not much. But I've sent some. I had a little PayPal account for just a moment before this became completely available, and I've already sent some off to Germany and Sweden and Norway and places like that, because of Chris's fans that were all, we just right. did that European tour. So I got to meet a lot of those people right. over there.
And
they wanted it, so I, of course, sent it to them. But, you know, that's
I found
a
that
big
very interesting. One of your posts you put up with your, when you were in Europe with Chris Christopherson was that how much the people loved that music and not only loved it, but sang along
yeah.
and joined right in. And
right.
That must have been just heartwarming. And
it is.
Yeah,
it is. And you know, he's been making trips over there for a long time, whereas Merle never did. You know, we could barely get him to go to Canada, for God's sake, you know. But, so they were very knowledgeable about Chris's music and not so knowledgeable about Haggard's music. And in Chris's show, they asked us to do Doug Colosio went, and he was Merle's piano player. You know Doug, don't you?
Right, he's a lovely boy.
Yeah, and right. Jeff Ingram was a drummer that Merle used many times throughout the years. And Jeff went as the drummer, and so there was three of us that were strangers. And they had, most of the people had no idea.
Was that odd, different for you?
Very odd, very yeah, odd. Yeah. But it was our chance to educate them. And now that Chris and Lisa, they wanted us to be, to do some of Merle's music in Chris's show. So I sang a few, and Doug sang a few. And it was interesting. Now that that's over, I've gotten, you know, a bunch of, I stay in contact with a lot of the people there. And they're all just excited, you know. Oh, we had no idea who you people were. I mean, because they're so focused on Chris, which is great.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but
that
and,
is...
and Merle, like I said, Merle never went over. So, and they're not as, they don't have the access like we have to yeah. all this music. So if you go over there, if you can find a way to get your hide over there, you know, and pay the cost and all, man, you'll develop fans and have a bunch of people that will talk about you until the other 50 years are gone. You know, so.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, that is so interesting how, like here in North America, how you can have such an icon, especially around here locally, is Merle Haggard and yourself and all the other local boys. And, yeah. And not to know, have another country, not even have a clue or little...
A very small clue.
Yeah, 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 that is so... And for you guys to educate them about it, boy, that's going to change the world.
Well, to be given the chance to do it was very cool.
And like you say, it helps set up a market for yourself as well.
It seems to have done that. And you know, Chris, and there's another story. I don't know if you want to do it now or if you want to wait, but Chris sang on a couple of these tunes with me.
Right.
On this record.
What an honor that must have been.
Oh, there's a great story that goes with it, but
well, you know, let's save that for a minute. Yeah. Let's go ahead and play
sure.
the first crack off of
great.
This. Scott Joss's How Far to Jordan CD it is.
And I got stories about that tune, too.
I want to know that story, yeah. You know, it's so funny to me. I thought
I got more stories than songs.
Well, you know, it's funny because last time you were here, the only song that got sung was the one, You Are My Sunshine,
exactly.
with your granddaughter Aurora, because
yep.
you had such great stories.
Well,
and
yeah.
So I promised that this time we get to hear Scott Joss's music. And so here we go. We're going to play the first song back, playing Honky Tonks
mm-hmm.
again. And
yeah.
Can you give me a little background about that?
Very quickly, that's a Freddie Powers tune that I got to watch I call it being born when they're written, but he and his wife, Catherine, long before Freddie passed, let me come and stay with them for a while in Nashville. And we had this intention of me recording a bunch of Freddie's tunes and trying to be a big star. That's the big dream, you know. And that was back, what year was that, huh? 90, something like that? When I went to Nashville that time?
It was 90.
We'll say it's 90. Yeah. I think that's what, back in the other millennium.
yeah.
And I watched Bax playing Honky Tonks again. I sat there and watched Fred put that together, and we made a little tiny 4-track demo of it way back then. And it's just been stuck in my head, and I play it in my live shows when I think about it. And at this point in my life, you know, having been, and hopefully none of that is really truly over, but at some point you kind of come back down the hill, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, and the other half kind of sneaks up on you. And I started out in Honky Tonks, and, you know, unless the luck keeps going, at some point I'll probably be back in them again, which is not a bad thing, but it's definitely a full circle thing. And that's kind of what this is about, with a funny twist, a nice funny take to it.
Okay, well, we'll be right back into the studio, a Locomotion studio with Scott Joss after we hear
Back playing honky tonks.
Back playing honky tonks again. We'll be right back.
I can't say I've done that bad with all the good luck that I've had. But I spend my money recklessly. Guess that I was meant to be living on the south side of reality. If I had put some dough away, by now I could go away to my little island paradise. But along with all my money, you know I lost my good time, friend, and I'm back playing honky tonks again. I'm back playing honky-tonks again. This is where I started out, and this is probably where it all will end. You know my pride is like a willow tree bending in the wind. And I'm back playing honky-tonks again. There's a party going on, and I'll bet they're serving caviar and showing up in those fancy cars and being satisfied with who they are. Hey, but I make my living writing songs. I must be writing something wrong. The one I love forever is untrue. Hey, but along with all my money, you know I lost my good time, friend, and I'm back playing honky-tonks again. I'm back playing honky-tonks again. This is where I started out, and this is probably where it all will end. You know my pride is like a willow tree bending in the wind. And I'm back playing honky-tonks again. Yes, I'm back playing honky-tonks again. Hey, I'm back playing honky-tonks again. Okay,
and there you have it. The first song off of Scott Joss's new How Far to Georgia.
That's what they tell me. You know, you can get it there.
Yeah, and boy, I know that it's been a long time in coming. Scott, this just isn't something that you went in the studio and put together in one little session. You've been working on this for a while, haven't you?
Well, you know, there's all kind of schedules you have to work with, and just because I was in the studio making a record doesn't mean that was the only one that was getting made. So yeah, there's always that, and things happen, and, you know, people take vacations and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and yeah.
So it really wasn't that long. It took about 6 months, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Which isn't really that long when you think about it, but
yeah, you had to take that little time off to go to Europe, and
yeah,
so, you know.
I had to do that.
Yeah, and let's give a little credit to the man who helped you on this CD.
Indeed, and, indeed.
Yeah,
Bruce Turgan down there at After Hours Studio in good old Reading.
Yeah,
what a place, man! That guy can sure play, and he knows how to do that. All that internet recording thing, you know, they don't use tape anymore. It's all on these keyboards and all that stuff, and he's just really great at it. Tremendous musician.
Right, and boy, he helps out a lot of the local musicians.
He does.
Been doing it for quite a while, and
Yep.
Bruce, a wonderful musician himself. And
a wonderful man.
And a wonderful human being. Yeah, yep. Yeah. I think probably about 80% at least of the music that I play here that is from the local musicians comes from after our recording
Good.
Studios.
And he's always busy.
That says a lot. And I know he works with Miracle Mile
yep.
Recording Studio.
Yep.
Who's
That's
that?
Who's put this out for me. This is on Miracle Mile
this
Records.
This is on Miracle Mile Records, right?
Yep.
And we were talking about Chris Christopherson, he volunteered to do some singing on this, didn't he?
He did. He did. It's an interesting little story. Are you ready for that one?
We are okay. ready for All it. Right. Yes.
So we were on a tour here in the States, and we had 2 or 3 days off in Nashville. And he doesn't like to sit around not doing anything. And him and his wife were out, and so I get a phone call. And they had called me and said, look, we're bored. We hear you're making a record. Would you mind if Chris sang on your record? And, that's kind of a loaded question. What are you going to do? Say, no, I don't think so. So by the time Judy picked me up off the floor, she had already called a studio and had time booked there. And I got Bruce to send over the tracks from after hours there. And 2 hours after the phone call, we're in a studio, and there's Chris working on, they picked out a couple of tunes he wanted to be on. And there he was, and I was watching him through the window work on these tunes that he agreed to sing on. But they were just tired of sitting in the room, didn't have anything to do, and came up with this scheme to get on this record here.
Well, it seems like sometimes those little impromptu things
it's
that roll together and make up something great.
It's the best. It was definitely a godsend, a blessing. That was an amazing moment in my life when that happened.
Yeah, and to Judy, your wife, got things rolling for you, and what a great support you got to hear.
Well, it was this was all her doing. All of it was with her poking a stick at me, going, "Don't just sit around here. Go do something." So that's what we did.
And she's done a great job. I know
Thank
that she had
did.
A lot to do with the design of the CD cover here.
Well, her input was to go the opposite way of everything that I picked out, which saved the whole thing. But everything I picked out, no, nobody liked that. We liked this other picture better. And, all of the things that are on there are pretty much her opinion and her decision. Like I said, if it had been left up to me, who knows how it would have turned out. I'm not so good at all that. I'll play the music, I'll sing a few songs, but I guess I don't know a good picture of myself.
Hey, well, stick with your strengths and
and live with your weakness.
And that's why it's a wise man that knows his limitations. Yeah, that's right. And on the back of the cover is a black and white.
The whole thing.
But the whole thing is, except for on the back cover, there's a dandelion that's in full color.
Yep.
What's the story behind that, Scott?
Well, me and my granddaughter, we have this thing about, we like to say dandelions are not weeds, because her and I I think they're beautiful little flowers.
I agree.
So I looked up the definition of a weed, and I didn't care for what it said. It said something about an invasive thing that you can't control. It keeps coming up in unwanted areas. Well, if that's the definition of a weed, there's a whole lot of different things that out there should be weeds. But anyways, we love dandelions, and so I thought at the last minute, let's put this little yellow dandelion on there in honor of my granddaughter. And it just kind of worked out. It tied in just a tiny bit of color on the whole thing.
Yeah, it is. And, that's a great little memory for her that
sure.
she'll be able to
I'm
carry
hoping.
Through her whole life. Yeah,
I'm hoping so.
How fun. You are a family-oriented type person, Scott, and you're a very humble man, and that's what makes you part of our community up here. That's what's so great. And you help out so many of the local musicians, backing them up.
I try to.
With your fiddle and guitar.
If they'll have me, sure.
Yeah, and they all, gosh. I was
just
thinking,
a lot of people helped me. And I don't know if I'm any help to them or not, but I'm always honored to be asked, and whether my contribution is any good or not is up to them. But it's a very nice thing to be asked to do that, and I always try to accommodate all of them that I can.
Well, you know, it was funny at one of the events at KKRN fundraiser events, you backed three or four of the musicians, and you just played fiddle. You didn't do any singing.
Mm-hmm.
And after the program, a lady came up to me, and she says, "That fiddle player, he's dang good. Does he sing, too?" And I just laughed, and I said, "Yeah, he sings." And so now I'm glad that you just came out with this newest release CD, and let's get to one of them, and let's hear Scott Joss sing, huh? How about we play... I want to save this one of these Kris Kristofferson songs for a couple more minutes here. How about we play "Don't Be Fooled"?
Okay, "Don't Be Fooled."
And what story about that? Is that just is it self-explanatory?
You gotta... yeah, I don't even remember the story behind that. You know, most of my songs always have something to do with something somebody else said, and it's you know I have a couple of my own, obviously, but. But I usually pick up my thoughts from listening to what's going on around me. And so I'm sure it was probably, it had to have been something somebody said.
Okay, then. Well, then here it is. "Let's Don't Be Fooled" by Scott Joss off of his new How Far to Jordan CD, available on all the major outlets out there. Here we go.
Be fooled by the smile that I'm wearing, or taken in by the look in my eyes. Stay alert and aware of what you're doing, for when I'm gone, it won't come as no surprise. Don't start thinking about how good things are going, or start feeling too much at home. You might think that maybe I ain't watching. Make one wrong move and maybe I'll be gone. I finally figured out what you've been doing, and you're not so good at covering your tracks. You probably think it's me that you've been fooling, but when I'm gone, I ain't never coming back. So good at covering your tracks. You probably think it's me that you've been fooling, but when I'm gone, I ain't never coming back. Don't be fooled by the smile that I'm wearing, or taken in by the look in my eyes. Stay alert and aware of what you're doing, 'cause when I'm gone, it won't come as no surprise.
Okay, hey, we're back in the studio live with Scott Joss, and that was the second track off of his newest release CD, Don't Be Fooled.
And, you know, I was thinking as it was playing, I remember now part of the influence of putting that together was kind of, I was trying to do like a little Johnny Cash boom chicka boom thing, and it got a little bigger than that, but That was the concept going into that. Could I write something dark and scary like Johnny Cash could do? Don't know if it's dark and scary, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, well, you know, it's so funny. I was watching Johnny Cash on one of the old They're playing some of his old variety shows on TV.
Those were great.
They were, and the program I was watching was had Billy Graham on it, and Johnny was singing his gospel songs. And, you know, I couldn't help but thinking how a program like that would go over today.
Yeah.
Was it would just probably bomb. But back, you know, when I was a young man, a kid actually watching those programs, that's what seems to have made America great back then. Was
different time, different place.
Different time it was, wasn't it?
You know, and you're probably right. It probably wouldn't be the big old smash that that show was at the time. But it was on the edge. You know, when they put that show out, doing a live show and all of that stuff, that was way out there on the edge.
Yeah.
That wasn't new. That was brand new roads they were cutting in.
Yeah, it was.
It's all been done now. There's nothing.
Yeah.
I don't see anything new per se going on. You know, what are you going to do? Go double live? No, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, it's really fun to see those old programs. And
oh, it was good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, that's the kind of stuff that kind of helped shape Scott Joss, isn't it? Yeah.
There's a lot. But, that's things like that. They're definitely, like you were saying about the, you know, the next 50-year thing. We're all kind of being thrown back. You know, we're the ones that have to kind of keep a little bit of that going without turning into a stick in the mud, you know?
That's right. Well,
we have to be able to balance it all together. And I think that's one of the biggest problems is we, in our generation, well, it ain't like it used to be, you know? And you get stuck in that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't like it either, but you got to learn and grow and move and keep on, again, reinventing yourself the best you can and not get too hung up on what used to be.
Right, and that's a great philosophy to carry through life in a whole bunch of different areas. And, I do catch myself doing that every now and again, thinking, boy, but do I sounding very old here. Better knock that off.
Better cut
it
out.
It is frame of mind, and it's gone. Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, well, let's talk about one of the songs that Kris Kristofferson sang on you.
All right.
It says, Footlights. I'll just let you carry away with that.
Well, Footlights, for those of us that don't know, was one of Merle's, or is one of Merle's tunes, and he always said that it was probably the most autobiographical tune that he ever wrote. And, I mean, it's all geared about him and his life, called Footlights, and it's pretty self-descriptive. And it was one of those that Chris chose to sing on, and it fits him to a T. It's beginning to fit me to a T. And, you know, it obviously fit Merle to a T. But I tried to keep it somewhat true to its original form, but also took some liberties and moved it up just a little bit. Tempo-wise, put fiddles where guitars used to be. Didn't change any of the words, obviously, but I worked on the arrangement for a while, and I'm really proud of it. I think if Merle was here, I'm sure he'd find something to say about it. You know, you missed that part there, but that's pretty good, he'd say.
Constructive criticism. Yeah, right. And it was just to make you a better player, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, right. Well, here, we're going to listen to that, folks. Footlights with Kris Kristofferson with Scott Joss's How Far to Jordan CD. And you're listening to it on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. I'm going to take just a second here to remind our listeners know that we're able to bring programs like this to you because of your involvement in our little community radio station. We are listener-supported, an all-volunteer, nonprofit organization. And like I say, we're here because you take the time and effort to donate to KKRN. And you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org and click on that Donate tab. If you're old school like me, you can send a check to KKRN at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. And you can get all that information at the kkrn.org website, which is where you can also find some past programs of Locomotion with Shane, like in the archives. Like if you were to go back into 2009 of 2017, you will hear the first interview that I got to do with Scott Joss, and hear some of the great Merle Haggard stories
archives.
That he shared with us.
We're
in
the archives now.
Yeah. Gonna be archived for history. And but today, you know, we're here to promote this new CD, and we're gonna listen to the Well, let's see. Gosh, the Footlights song, and it's the third track on Scott's CD. I don't think we're going to get through all 11 tracks that are on here, but
that's okay. That'll give them. We didn't really intend to, did we?
No, we didn't. And it'll spur people to go out and purchase that CD, and
that's at least enjoy it. Try and enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay. So here it is, Footlights.
Live the kind of life that most men only dream of. I make my living writing songs and singing them. But I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go when it's over. So I'll hide my age and make the stage and try to kick the footlights out again. I threw my old guitar across the stage and then my bass man takes the ball. And the crowd goes nearly wild. See my guitar nearly fall. After 20 years of picking, we're still alive and kicking down the wall. Tonight I'll kick the footlights out and walk away without a curtain call. Tonight we'll kick the footlights out again and try to hide the mood we're really in. Might not put on my old instomatic grin. Tonight I'll kick the footlights out again. Most men only dream of. Make my living writing songs and singing them. Oh, but I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go when it's over. So I'll hide my age, make the stage, and try to kick the footlights out again.
So I'll lie about my age, make the stage,
try to kick the footlights out again.
Okay, and that was
Footlights.
Footlights with Chris Christopherson. And yeah, we're in the studio. If you just happen to be tuning in, we're in the KKRN Locomotion studio with Scott Joss. And Scott's in here telling us all about his newest release CD, How Far to Jordan. We're going to hear the title track song here of that in just a moment, which is also with Chris Christopherson.
Yep.
And And Scott and I just sitting here talking while the music's playing. And so I have to go home and listen to the program again to hear how great the music is. And but Scott's grateful enough to leave a CD here in the studio that I can share with our KKRN listeners and upcoming local motion programs.
I didn't know you didn't have it. I took it. I just took a chance and brought it. Thought maybe just in case, but I'm glad I did know.
I am too, and I was telling Scott.
We'd have had nothing to talk about if I hadn't brought this.
Well, you brought your guitar with you today.
It's been
so,
a very
yeah,
short show, Shane.
Well, we would have come up with something, but it's always great having you up and hearing the stories, and the behind-the-scenes stories is really good. And, you know, let's talk about the title of your CD, How okay. Far to Jordan. How did that come about? And is this a song that you've written?
It is. It is. And again, my wife helped step up to the plate on that in a kind of a different sense. But my father-in-law, her dad, is a pastor. And he's been beating on me for a long time to write a gospel tune. And I just didn't know where to start. I couldn't, everything I tried didn't sound very interesting to me. And it was one of the hardest assignments I've ever been asked to do. So years went by, and he asked again, and Judy's always at, you know, are you going to do that? Are you going to work on that? You're going to... Okay, so I actually came up with a couple of verses at one time, which are on this album, and then I ran into the usual stump you run into when you're writing songs. A lot of times for me, you get to the chorus or the bridge, whatever you want to call it, and you know, it's just nothing happens. And so I sat on it, and I sat on it, and waited, and one day, just about the time we were going to start working on this album, I was going to go start putting the basics down and all that. And Judy was in the kitchen doing something, and I'm on the other side of the counter. And it's one of the few times in my life that I can say something was given to me as far as music. And this chorus for this thing just kind of fell out of the sky. Good Lord went, well, here's that chorus you've been looking for. And she got to see that happen, and it became How Far to Jordan, and it ended up being, of course, the title track of the album. But I'm very proud of it. And again, it's one of my latest, or the latest, composition at this point that I've put my pen to. And it really turned out well. And Chris put a very touching part on this. He wanted to sing on this song as well. So that's how that came to be. Long story, even longer. That's the story behind it.
Well, and that's a great story, and that's what we like hearing. Actually love hearing the story behind the story. It just not only sets the scene for the song, but it helps bring it into our hearts. And so let's listen to this. How Far to Jordan with Scott Joss and Chris Christopherson, and then we'll be back to talk to Scott a little bit more about his CD and what he's got coming up next here in the future. So thanks for tuning in to Locomotion. Here's How Far to Jordan.
Golden shore, how far must I travel till I travel no more? It's been such a long journey,
such a long journey,
the longest I've known. So how far to Jordan and my heavenly home? Has anyone been there? Does anyone know?
Does anyone know?
just how much farther I have to go. I've grown so weary of traveling alone. So how far to Jordan and my heavenly home? I'm on my way. I know that someday I'll be standing on that far distant shore, where I'll wander no more all alone. But until that bright day, when I find my way back to you, say how far to Jordan and my heavenly home. Someday I'll be standing, on that far distant shore, where I'll wander no more all alone. But until that bright day, when I find my way back to you, how far to Jordan and my heavenly home? How far to Jordan and my heavenly home?
We're live once again.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, if you're just tuning in, we're in the Round Mountain KKRN studios doing a live broadcast with Mr. Scott Joss.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
And well, thank you for coming up, Scott, and bringing your lovely wife Judy up, when I know that you two just hang together.
We seem to be doing that.
Yeah. You know, your fans, and you do have many local fans here. I know you're a humble man, and it probably makes you turn a little red, but you do honestly have a lot of local and international fans. And I was going to say, when you were on your European tour, I sure was enjoying some of them posts you sent of the scenery, and seeing you and Judy both out there having a great time. That was really special.
It was a twofold thing with Judy. She had not been before, and I had been quite a few times to Europe. And it wasn't just a joyride for Judy. She was and is the merch person now for the Kris Kristofferson Show. And, of course...
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so she's out there at the table hocking them CDs and the shirts and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, you know, hey, this worked out good. I mean, you know, my album just got done, and they said, bring your album. She can sell your albums right along with Chris's. So now,
right, yeah.
Double duty, you know.
Right. Earning her keep double time. What are you doing with all that money, Judy?
Give it back to Chris.
Yeah. What an honor to do that. And
and she's really good at it, too.
Yeah, you know, I bet she is.
And she had to learn how to change all that money. You know, we were in like 1,000 different countries, it seemed like. And we got on the internet every day. Okay, ruples, whatever
what
that stuff
experience.
Is.
You know. Building new pathways. And
yeah, and she did really well. And plus, man, we got to see those countries in first-class style. A huge, beautiful bus for Judy and me and the three other guys, Jeff and Lauren and Doug. There was only five of us on that bus.
Yeah.
You know, and we went through some of the most beautiful country you'll ever see. What a way to see it. Yeah, and get paid for it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And now you're going to be going back on tour with Chris in November?
In November. I've been told. Judy knows the itinerary. I don't. I just show up and play.
There you go. Huh?
And tune things. But, yeah.
Is that going to be here in the States? Or
yeah.
Going out of the States?
It's going to be kind of back east, like North Carolina and back.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hey, well, if anybody's...
And then what's the one in the West Coast? In what month?
January.
We're going to be out here
on
the West Coast.
Look for that. Well, a little closer to home here next month, October.
Yep, October 27th, down there at the old Cascade Theater. He's coming in to do a benefit for the car fire victims, the fund, all of however that's all working out. They asked only once, and he only had to say yes once, and he'll be here on the 27th to come do a show for us. You know, I'll play. Jeff will be there. Doug, Ben Haggard will be there. But it's all to benefit the unfortunate incidents of the car fire.
That's a great community oriented type person that does something like that. And I was noticing that in most of the flyers I've seen, it says Chris Christopherson featuring Ben Haggard.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so cool that Chris would, put a young man like Ben Haggard out front like that.
He'll be part of the band.
Yeah, sure. And been playing with his dad and you guys for quite a while.
He's a good kid. He's a good player, good singer. And you know, the Christoffersons are all about family. Yeah. You know, they're always dragging their grandkids around, and their family has come out. And in fact, their daughter used to do Judy's job. And until she didn't want to do it anymore, that's how Judy got it. But it was a family show, or is a family show, and they keep trying to keep that going, you know, and include as many people as they can. You know, when they find the right people to do the job, then they're there. But that's just how they operate.
Well, that's really awesome. And that date again was the 26th?
October 27th.
All right, at Cascade Theaters. And you can get your tickets now.
Good luck.
If they haven't already sold out.
Yeah. I've heard that it might be sold out.
Yeah, you might want to. You can call Cascade box office to find that out.
I've been wrong before.
Yeah, that's why you got Judy here. Keep that all lined up. Yeah, that's awesome. And we're here talking about How Far to Jordan. And getting some of the behind-the-scenes stories, and we're running out of time here. We've only got about 12 minutes left, and 6 songs to go through, at least 8 songs maybe, so we're just going to skip one or two here and go down the line. And
Do on the Road to Your Heart, or On the Road to My Heart, sorry.
On the Road to Your...
How about that?
Okay.
Well, that's another Freddie Powers tune who I also owe a lot of my career to as a musician. I have Freddie's stories on that go on for days, but that same time that I went to Nashville and saw back playing Honky Tonks again come to life, I also saw this song, and this was written for his wife, Catherine, and I got to watch this come and be born and be part of the demo of that 1,000 years ago. And it's another one that have just always stuck in my back pocket and used when I felt the need to do it, and I thought this was a good time to do it and put my own little spin to it. A few other people have recorded it, but I felt like I wanted to, and it's just a kind of a happy, it's another version of me in my swing years. This is what I'd really love to do. I love to play this style of music as well, and it just let me be free for a while, and just a very happy song. It's a love song. Kind of just draws you in.
All right. Well, here we go then. You're on the Road to My Heart.
All right.
And thanks, Scott, for telling such great, wonderful stories about the song. You know, how you're talking about moving forward just made me think how you're, you know, saying that this is coming from your past is that, yeah, we move forward, but we don't toss out our history.
No.
Yeah, that's
what
makes
it. You just don't live in it a lot.
That's right.
You know, you just keep on moving.
So here we go. We're going to move on with You're on the Road to My Heart. Here we go.
You're on the road. On the road to my heart. Just follow that old love light that brings you close to me.
You found the way to make me want to stay, to make me stay around and never part. You read my mind, I guess. You're good at bringing out my best. You're on the road to my heart.
Back in the studio live with Scott, and that was You're on the Road to My Heart. And you know, Scott, I'm just gonna go right into the next song, which is Living in Hell with You. And that's kind of funny to have that right after that.
Well, I guess I didn't even think of that. Funny how those things work.
Yeah, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about
sure.
Living in Hell with You?
This one, again, a lot of these are things that I hear and that come out of other people's mouths that I think are good ideas, whether they are or they aren't. But we were on the road with Haggard. We were out, you know, been out for a week or so, and we're all in the bus. There was 12 or 13 of us on the band bus, which is a lot of people to have on a bus, including the sound man and all of that. We had this wonderful monitor engineer, and his name was Evan, and him and his wife or girlfriend, whatever she was at the time, they spent a lot of time arguing, I guess is probably the best way I can describe it. And there's a front lounge in a bus and a back lounge in a bus. And with that many people, 12, 13 on a bus, it kind of gets split up. You know, the older guys would be up in the front, younger guys be in the back. and they had more room up front and all that. Well, Evan would sit back there and argue with this gal.
Sitting up front?
In the back with us. And all you could hear was his side of the conversation, which is probably great, you know. But, I mean, it would go on and on. And he, you know, after 10 or 15 minutes one time, he just slammed down his phone. He looked over at me and he said, "It's like living in hell with her." And for some reason, that just hit me as could be a funny song title. You know, it was very serious for him, but I kind of looked at it from a different perspective. And this is how it, you know, and this was years ago. That took a while to put together, but that's what this one's about.
Okay, well, let's just hear it. Living in Hell with You. It was Scott Jones. Right.
I'd like to live out in old California, in the sand by the ocean so blue. Or maybe Montana, way up in the mountains, in a cabin with nothing to do. But then I think about Texas, them old honky-tonks, and a couple of girls I once knew.
Hey, maybe south of the border would be more in order than to live here in hell with you. I should have broke out a long time ago. My life's just been slipping away. There's a long list of reasons why I should be leaving. I just can't find a good one to stay. In less than a minute, I'd be ready to hit it and shuffle off into the blue. Anything's better than staying together and living in hell with you. Ago, my life's just been slipping away. There's a long list of reasons why I should be leaving. I just can't find a good one to stay. In less than a minute, I'd be ready to hit it and shovel off into the blue. Anything's better than staying together. Living in hell with you. No matter the weather, any place would be better than to live here in hell with you.
Okay, friends, we're back in the studio live with Scott Joss. It's time's running out on us, and I wanted to give thanks, Scott, once again for coming up and letting us preview his album, and I guess more of a debut of your album, and appreciate it. Now, Scott, once again, why don't you tell us where we can get all your music at?
Music Connection in Redding's got it, and then again, all the internet things, you know, the Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, all those crazy things. You know, if you've got any kind of computer knowledge at all, you can get it that way. I have boxes full of hard copies. You know, if you're on Facebook, you can send me a private message and I'll send you one.
Awesome. And, you know, we're going to go out today listening to the hidden track of Scott. And this is...
it's called The Other Side of Me is what we're calling it. But it's just me whacking away at the fiddle.
Awesome.
Doing some strange sounds and fun stuff. Very different from
Cool. Hey, well, thanks again, Scott. Sure. And I want to let our listeners know about our next fundraiser. It's going to be happening all the week of the first week of October and ending October 7th with our all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. You can get all that information at kkrn.org. Geezer Rock coming up next. Thanks again, Scott and Judy, for coming up.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week with Joe Blythe talking about rocks for socks. All right, then. Here we go. listening to KKRN 88.5 FM.